Here we go.
Yes, very well, brother.
Great, great. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have Tim, John, and
Yes, we can
Paul.
hear you, brother.
Yes, we have Brother Tim.
Ah,
Yeah, Brother Tim in California, Brother John in Scream, and me and Brad and my place. So, hallelujah. Let everybody say hello. So, yeah.
amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That's John. You guys know John, so go ahead.
Hey, Moses.
That, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
my
Brother
brother.
Brad, yes. That guy from Kenya, so. Hallelujah. I don't know too much a joke or not. So. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we rejoice today. We thank you for being with us today. Every day. We thank you for remembering us, our days. They're all in your hands. Lord, thank you for your forgiveness, the washing, and the power of blood, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But thank you for the privilege that we're able to call on your name, Lord, as your own people.
Yes.
Not many able to call on your name, even the deuce, Lord. You might not honor their calling, Lord. In the righteousness of Christ Jesus, our praise and hear us. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the brothers that with me here. Each one of them and those that with us as a group of family here, Lord. Tim, John, Brad, and many others, Lord. Bless them. But we also ask you to bless those with Moses, Violet, with Joseph, with many others, Lord. And over in Kenya, we thank you for their lives. We thank you they are becoming indeed your people. Become a people that you claim as holy, blameless, spotless, prepared for your good works. Lord, there's many things unfolding in their midst, exciting, wonderful things. We know greater thing you will do, and we so glad, feel so privileged to be part of it, Lord. Reveal more to us of your will, support more of us with your helps, Lord, and so we can move forward in your steps. In the name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Moses, go ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Hala.
Umeinuliwa juu, umeinuliwa juu sana, umeinuliwa, umeinuliwa,
umeinuliwa juu,
Mungu mwenye nguvu,
umeinuliwa juu,
umeinuliwa,
umeinuliwa juu
sana.
Shanda da mana iya, hallelujah, bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we glorify your holy name.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for your power.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for your glory.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for your big plan
glory.
You have in our lives, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, receive your glory.
Amen.
We thank you for this day.
Yes, Lord.
The day you have made for us to rejoice in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To rejoice in you.
Yes, Lord.
Our hearts are full of joy.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Father, for brothers right in the U.S., Lord, for brothers in Washington, Lord, for brothers in the in California.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. For brother Tim, for brother Han, for brother Emmanuel, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you. You have done it for your glory. As we open up the meeting, Lord, let your glory be with us. Fill us with your glory. Fill us with your glory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King of Kings.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Lord Jesus. Glory to the Most High God. Yes, Lord. Glory be to your name. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Brothers, receive greetings from brothers and sisters right here.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let John say hello. John have never seen anything. He's qualified.
Yes, brothers, we are so sorry the network is not working well, but finally we can hear each other, and let me hope you are getting us well.
Yes, we are getting you very well, brother. Hallelujah. Yes.
With me, let me go ahead before maybe I move ahead. I just want to tell you that thank you so much for your prayers. I remember when I left the U.S., we talked a lot about what God is going to do in Kenya.
Yeah.
My brothers, I want you to know that God has done greater things in our midst.
Mm.
I know all of you have a testimony that we now have a discipleship center, land, or property.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes. So this gives me joy to know how God rewards his people and how God performs his word. It's not about building the house of somebody, but building the house of the Lord. The brothers and sisters are here. They are really grateful for joyfully and willingly giving for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. With me, let me go ahead. Brother Joseph, can you say
hello?
Amen. Brother William.
We need to hear it, Moses.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hey, brother.
Amen. We have Brother Emmanuel here.
Wana Stewart.
Yes. Bless you, brother.
Hallelujah. We have Brother Ben.
The brother.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
For John is right here.
Oh, wow.
Brother John, please.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bless you, brother.
One has viewed.
Amen.
Bless you, brother. Yes. John,
hallelujah. Yes, we have a amen. We have a brother Charles, please.
Bwana asifiwe.
Hello, brother. Good to hear you again. Yeah.
Pastor Tenelko, please move real quick.
Hey, brother.
Hallelujah.
Alaka sandana manaya. Lord help us. Hallelujah. Yes.
Sister Janet, please, can you tell me?
Bwana asifiwe.
Hey, sister, how are you doing? How are you doing? Good to hear your voice.
Okay,
good to hear your voice. Yes.
She's here with us, and
bless the Lord.
We are so grateful to have her. Even after losing her child,
yeah,
we feel encouraged in the Lord that she was able to make it here.
Bless
so
Lord.
We are so grateful.
Yes. Thank you for being here with us. Yes. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Okay, Sister Florence, please.
Sister, how are you?
Yeah, we have Sister Gladys in the house too.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
She has a dream. I hope she will later, after the introduction,
yes,
if that's okay,
yes,
they can move ahead to share.
Yes, please do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let me move ahead with the introduction. We have a brother Julius right here.
Oh.
Amen.
Hey, brother. Welcome.
Brother Julius.
Yes.
Brother
Steve. Steve, yes.
Yes, brother Steve, please.
Brother Steve.
Hallelujah. Bless you, brother. Yes.
Yes, we are moving quick. I will introduce our brother Martin and Wenceslaus, please.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you, brother.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for being here. Yes.
Amina. Brother, go ahead.
Bless you, bro.
We are privileged to have again this another Joseph who has joined us again.
Oh, yes. Hey, brother, how are you doing?
Amen. We have many brothers in the house today. We move. We have a brother Moses, my namesake. Please. Hallelujah.
Bless you, brother.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Moses, you're not alone either. Okay, that's yes, good. Yes. So.
Amen.
Bless you.
Yeah, brother Cornelius.
Cornelius, okay.
Yes, amen.
Bless
amen.
You, brother.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes.
Brother, join us, please.
Buenas viewing.
Yes, amen.
Amen, amen.
We are moving ahead. We are moving ahead. Brother Cornelius. Mo, please. We have two Cornelius.
Oh, hallelujah. Wow. Bless you, brother. Yes.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
So, I think that is the brothers who are in the house today.
Okay.
And we are expecting, if possible, the governor to join us in the next maybe 1 hour.
Okay.
Yes, but we can move ahead, Brother Emmanuel.
Okay.
I think in this regard, I will wish to give Sister Gladys and Brother Steve this particular hour to share with us what the Father has put in their heart and what they have been seeing for the last few days or few weeks.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. John, are you recording this? I think. Hallelujah. Okay. Yes.
Bwana asifiwe.
That is Brother Steve. Please let us get your voice.
Nashukuru Bwana.
My brothers, I want to give God glory.
Hallelujah.
Ambaye anafanya kwa ajili ya maisha yetu.
Allow me to say this. May God bless you. God bless you, Brother Emmanuel.
Bless
God bless you, Brother John. God bless you, Brother Tim. God bless the house in Washington, in California, and all that belongs to this fellowship.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Brother. Yes.
I want to take this opportunity to share with you and to tell you confidently that we are vessels of honor in the house of God.
Kupitia kama mafundisho tumechengwa na tunaendelea kukua kiroho.
I will be very specific to what I'm going to talk today.
Kwa makuu ambayo Mungu anatenda.
Recently, the Lord has given me more burden to spend more time in prayer.
Oh, bless the Lord.
I remember I shared with Brother Moses that I saw the mountain, the big mountain. And on top of the mountain, I saw a big tree, the big tree with green leaves with fruits. I want it to be very clear.
It's 8 o'clock.
On the mountain, top of the mountain, we had a tree. And I saw clearly the fruits that were on that tree. It was good and ready for harvest. There is more to understand. There's more that God is speaking in regard to that. That stands still. Go back to the first vision that the Lord has been giving us about the double portion. It gives me confidence to tell you, brothers, that let us keep on moving. God is with us.
Thank you, Father.
God is leading the way because it's already on top. And it's showing us that there are fruits where we are going. I don't have much. I know that in our midst we have gifts that can interpret clearly. But that's what I saw as a man of God. I want to bless you again.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Let the gates of the blessings of God be opened before you. And I speak this with the anointing of the Lord. That let the blessings of God be showered in your life. And let the King of Glory, who carries the government on his shoulders, go through the gates and bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Prophetic words have a meaning in this particular generation.
Indeed, Papa.
The generation that is ready not to compromise, but to force ahead the vision of the Most High God. Father, receive your glory. You have done it, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the brothers in Bungoma. Give us more vision and skills to pursue your will.
Yes.
As we sit in your will and in your presence, Lord. Thank you, Father. Receive your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, Sister Gladys. My brothers, may God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
Bless you, sister. Yes.
This is, I don't know how where to begin, but by the help of the Spirit of God, let me begin by saying, His glory is with us. I've been waking up several times with the angel of the Lord to pray for you.
Thank you.
Brothers, I've seen a rail, you know, the rod for the train. And that rail, we call it rail here, and with that train, and people are, you know, it has some two stops. And what happened to that train and the road for the train or the rail? What surprised me is that it came right from heaven. And it was running very fast than the normal vehicles. And it didn't have it did not stop, but it only had two stations. Whoever could enter in that train, it could go very, very fast, but we have few people who entered in that train. I got surprised to see later I got a revelation about it.
Okay.
But the work of God is going to accomplish His promises really quick. It is not going to take time. And the great God is that God is moving very fast, and those who are not sensitive will not catch up with the heavenly vision. And the Lord also brought me the house of God in Washington. Who will join you during the month of April?
Can you repeat that?
She says that we have two people who will join you. Who will join the fellowship?
Two persons, two people.
Yeah, two persons.
Okay.
Coming in the fellowship.
Okay.
These people have been revealed about you and what the Father is doing in your life.
Okay.
They are not coming to be a burden. I don't know if you understand this. They are not going to be religious people.
Okay.
But the people who seek the truth.
Okay.
Receive them in the fellowship.
Okay.
I don't know much about it, brothers.
I think John knows much about it.
that's what God has shown me.
Okay, thank you, sister. That's very encouraging. Thank you.
May God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah. We are.
As we move ahead.
Amen.
Aviva.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm. Woo! Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
So Brother Joseph, can you pray for us?
Yes.
Father,
we give you glory.
Yes.
For what you are doing in our midst. Father, I stretch my hand and I declare glory right in California right now. In the name of Jesus, touch every brother, every sister. Let your glory fall on them. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, as they move ahead, I give you glory that everyone is released. No burden in our hearts, in our lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
So, I think we will. I will allow Brother Frederick and Joseph Lett again,
yeah.
Maybe to update us on some events, because Brother Emmanuel, as I told you, we have more dedication going on for the work of the Lord, and I'm happy to see that happen. Right here in Bungoma. So I take this opportunity to come back to you, Brother Emmanuel, and let us move ahead. Let us welcome Brother Emmanuel.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. No, I don't have a ready topic, so pray for me. The Spirit of the Lord will guide me. And what he has for us will be spoken. So thank you, Father. First, I want to have a team pray for us as well. Brother Tim is the fall of the Spirit this morning. We're encouraging. So hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
We praise you. We give you glory and honor. I thank you so much for these brothers and sisters. Father, for your dear family. Lord, we call them family, and you call us family because we look to your face. We seek your heart. And it is our joy and desire to do your will, to be led by your Spirit. In all things. Lord, we claim nothing as our own, but we claim your name. Your name. Because you have given us your name as your people. The Father, you also said we would be set apart as your people, a peculiar people. A holy people. Lord, I echo the words of the Spirit spoken by Steve and Moses, Lord, that you have for yourself a set apart people, and you are calling forth a generation. Those with clean hands and a pure heart, who will ascend your mountain, who will seek your face.
Yes, Lord.
who will open the gates.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we declare again, like a trumpet in the heavenly realms, announcing the opening of the gates, the heavenly gates, the inner gates. Let your glory, let the King of glory come in.
Hallelujah.
He is strong and mighty in battle. He who is the King. Kings, the Lord of Lords. It's more than just a triumphal entry. It is building up of the house of God. And the endure, Lord, let thine forth from your temple the call of the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
All through history, when the temple was dedicated, the glory of God filled the temple, and people surrounding fell prostrate. Lord, so this temple, which is established as chief among all mountains, and these things will be raised up, will be filled with your glory.
Yes.
And all the
Santa Manaya, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Lord, amen.
Father, ye kiti talana manaya. Thank you, Father. Tim, are you there still with us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Malanaya laka sanda da banaya. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Brother Steve has a word for Brother John. Can you please allow?
Yeah. Feel free. Anybody else have anything to share, feel free. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Mungu ni mwema.
Oh, Brother John, this is what I received from the Lord right now.
Mungu akiongea wakati ulipokuwa tunaomba.
It has just come now. It's not even a minute, but it has just come now. I see God raising you. God raising you in your family. And I've just seen your family. And the father telling me that the curse that surrounds the family is broken. You are free. Your things, your resources, and your family will come together again. Allow me to rebuke the curse that came right from your family. Father, I break the curse. In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Establish your kingdom. In Jesus' name, I rebuke the enemy. I break the curse. In the name of Jesus, John, prosper. In Jesus' name, let him flourish.
Hallelujah.
I pray for this business. Thank you, Father. Be blessed. Bless the business.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus,
in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Iti talana manaya. Thank you, Father.
Brother John.
Yes.
This is the word of the Lord.
Mm.
It is over.
na imekwisha na utaendelea utafanikiwa maishani mwako.
You will excel in your life and your business is back.
Hallelujah. Oh wow. Hallelujah.
I've seen the favor coming right from God being released in your life. I don't have much, Brother Emmanuel, continue.
That's a lot. Well, bless the Lord. John, I don't think Josh would have any idea what's going on. I'm not sure, however. Bless the Lord. The Lord
Amen.
Everything. Okay, I'm going to start if you guys okay with that. So I don't know where I'm going to end, but I'm going to have a good start, I guess. So, bless the Lord. Now, John and Moses' team in it out a little bit. Evidently, their network is not so good. So just bear with us here. Turn with me to John. John the Gospel, 7th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
In my title, speaking about Jesus go to the Feast of Tabernacles. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we know that there's a few times that he attended the Feast of the Jews, but there were particular two occasions were singled out in the Bible. Particularly the one we visited, we're not able to visit in detail. We only visited a portion. I hope someday God will give me more time, give us more time to teach on details of those feasts. But evidently not today. The last topic we had was more spoken about the active work, ongoing work of the kingdom of God in all the seasons of man, in all our spiritual seasons as a people on earth. Surely it going to involve each person's season, spiritual seasons in the life of Christ. Amri, hallelujah. But there is operate ongoing engagement of heaven and earth that is through the ministry of those understand the or have insights, have understanding, MRI, even entrustment from the grace of God to undo the work of the evil and to unfold the work of the kingdom on earth. MRI, hallelujah, that
hallelujah.
The church should stand, that's actually where the church should be establishing to MRI to do every
yes.
good work that we're equipped with. For this reason, God send gifts, send grace, send all kinds of helps. Also, he sent all kinds of trials. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's without question that this progress meant to be a struggle. Am I right? Meant to be a burst.
Hallelujah.
Meant to be a work that have a confrontation with the forces of darkness. With the works of the evil. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. If someone tell us a rosy, easy picture of this progress, he literally has a sign on a wrong gospel, which is normal today's, if I can boldly speak, the prosperity gospel is about. Am I right? Hallelujah. We're deceived.
Amen.
Right? Promising us a very easy, good life, yet without the rest of the soul, without even spiritual confrontations. MRI, if they do it,
often, Amen.
It's a picture as on personal level rather than a corporate level. MRI, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So in any way, let's turn to this chapter. So we see the Lord Jesus ordained the Passover as a great teaching time. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before his death. But we often ignored he has a great teaching time on the day of Tabernacles. Am I right? Which is the 7th chapter. He was speaking at the feast. Am I right? Here, speaking
yes.
at the feast. Look at it. So in two words in 7th chapter. Now our title has been from Passover to what? to heaven. MRI, hallelujah. I was speaking about this year in particular. There is a condensed fulfillment, almost like the Lord is thrashing and is. Hallelujah, firstborn company to go through a heavenly journey, I believe. Yan says my point to receive the grace that is the Lord in will unfold for the days to come. Am I right? Hallelujah. So
yes.
You can't minister without the grace of God, and you can't minister with what you don't have. Am I right? Hallelujah. In order for God to have somebody lead somewhere, like Moses, am I right? He went to Sinai ahead of time, am I right? Ahead of the Israelites, so that he can lead them back out of Egypt, am I right? To the land, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But he wasn't able to journey on to where? To the promised land, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I didn't allow him to go on. But what about Joshua? Joshua was said ahead of time, am I right? To
spread
the promised land, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. What about David? David is a continuation of this journey, but speaking the passage over the Red Sea to the time, hallelujah, the dedication that is the Feast of Tabernacles on the day of Solomon's, am I right? On the day of Solomon.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Turn with me to that day now to, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Turn with me to Solomon. When the ark was brought back to the temple, Solomon dedicated the temple. Am I right? Hallelujah. Their dedication happened. That is eight chapter. Hallelujah. Eight chapter. You see, God showed it two times to Solomon. The first time was that he was as a single person. Am I right? Begin engage with the responsibility as a king, a shepherd king for the people. Am I right? Continuation is from. And he was asked for wisdom. God gave him wisdom. But even so, God had not established him before the people. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
He did establish him before the elders, the leadership, before his father. Am I right? Hallelujah. Before others.
Hallelujah.
Compare some, but he has not established him before the people. Am I right? He was anointed by Zadok, am I right? The priest Zadok, am I right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. By spring, but he was not necessarily in the capacity as God's full representation and the full continuation of God's purpose beyond David, am I right?
Amen.
David is a restoration, restitution of something that was long lost, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
That is God's plan for his people, even through Moses. Am I right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm making sense in this. Hallelujah. Yes. But the cultivation of that fulfillment ended up in the divine moment that when the temple was dedicated to the people of God. Am I right? You see,
yes.
David sold the place. David even bought off the place. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Zion, the stretch floor. But he was not allowed to build anything. Hallelujah. So when Solomon came, there is a virgin. There's a second visitation God happened. That is after the dedication of the temple. Hallelujah. God visited again. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Basically, at that time, the full cycle of God's purpose for them people come to a full fulfillment, in a sense. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm making sense in this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a full running. It's a full picture of the church, because the Israelites is the church. Am I right? Picture the church. Am I right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then
hallelujah.
A ministry. Am I right? That is represented by different leaderships across the generations, Israelites, but there is also a parallel fulfillment. I hope I'm making sense in this. That God going to do is he lead the people just like he leads the Israelites out of the Egypt, am I right? Egypt, the slavery, am I right? He then bring them to this place, said, I will perpetually dwell with you on this mountain as long as you keep my law. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
So is the church that God designed for the church to be delivered out of the world. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not in this world. But that's not enough. He will, you know, disown the power of death, the sin, for us. Am I right? Hallelujah. All right.
Amen.
But that's not enough. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he meant for us to be living stones, to be built into a perpetual dwelling place, and even ministers are in, am I right? Even honorable vessels are in to serve the Almighty God. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the dedication, in a sense, just like Israelites, we see there is a journey from Passover to what? To tabernacle. Am I right? Hallelujah. The
Amen.
Dedication in the temple. So is it through the ages that is narrowed down in a yearly celebration phase. That is a yearly, God ordained the celebration. Am I right? From the Passover to the New Year, then to tabernacle is a continuation of the year. Am I right? Hallelujah. Because
Hallelujah.
That's the fullness, the harvest that comes. Am I right? After that,
yes.
Another cycle of life started. Am I right? Another
Glory.
Cycle of life today. So in this, speaking about God's work and God's grace. That's why we would say pray for spring rain in Israel. Spring rain is a latter what? Is a latter harvest. Am I right? Is a harvest in for the tabernacles. Now I hope I'm not threw off with many information and confusing. Basically, we see God's intricate design, amazing profound design, that through the journey Israelites, his chosen people, from the time of Passover the Red Sea, am I right, under the leadership of Moses,
Amen.
The lawgiver, am I right, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
The lawgiver, to a time of what? Of tabernacles, am I right, hallelujah,
Lord.
Moses was a faithful servant, but who was Solomon? Solomon was a king. And the son, am I right, with the promise to David, said he will be called my son. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Do you see?
Hallelujah.
Passover is merely a liberation of slavery, and then the promise is a right of a sonship. Am I right? The firstborn. Am I right?
Lord.
They were given promise and the firstborn. But the fulfillment has not yet come. They were a deposit. A guarantee, am I right? Everything so rough is a pointer to the final fulfillment. Now, in Solomon's time, in the natural people of God, that is the Israelites, am I right? In the historical journey, in this moment, turn with me to 8th chapter now, 1 Kings, dedication of the temple. I give you some broad strokes. For you to have the background of the thing we'll discuss. I will then get in some details for you to appreciate, as with me, you know, to appreciate the work of the Lord, the teaching of the Lord from such a light. It's necessary, am I right? Hallelujah, to have those background. Now, let's turn to 8th chapter now. We see in 62, then the king and all Israel with him offer sacrifice before the Lord. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first, what? The king offered a sacrifice. Am I right? Who is the king?
Amen.
He's from the tribe of Judah. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. He offered a sacrifice of a fellowship offering to the Lord. This number of sacrifices. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After that, then what happened? So the king and all the Israelites dedicated the temple of the Lord. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. You see that? Only fellowship offering ended. Am I right? Or fulfilled. Am I right? Then yes. He was able to dedicate the temple. Am I right? Hallelujah. You understand my speech? But when that temple is dedicated, what happened? Fellowship offering ended in a sense, at least in that occasion. Am I right? Hallelujah. Speaking of first offering, a free will offering, a burnt offering. Am I right? Sin is parting away. Am I right? Always the power is away. Now, burnt offering can only be offered in a sense, in a different capacity, that is offering of sons. I have to say this to you. Burnt offering cannot be offered by slaves, by sinners. Am I right? Still sin. Am I right? Still enslaved by sin or impaired by sin. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes. Still unhealed. Am I right? Wounded by sin.
Hallelujah.
Am I right? The health.
Yes.
The real son. And it's more than is. Basically, there's a picture here. Am I right? Speaking of the phone.
Amen.
Now, let's go on. So the king and all the Israelites dedicated the temple to the Lord. On the same day, the king consecrated the middle part of the courtyard in the temple of the Lord. And there he offered what offering? Hallelujah. Burnt offering and grain offering. And the fat that is the best. Am I right? The remnant after fellowship offering. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
The picture again of the remnant. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Things to snatch out of the fire. Am I right? Sing the best, the first fruits. Am I right? The picture of the best offering. Am I right? That's the tithe, actually. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes. Because Christ is a tithe unto mankind. He was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. And then with him, the redemption comes, that is us being of the tithe. The remnant, am I right? The best, the first fruits, am I right? Back to God, am I right? That's why he's in Paul said he's the first fruits of many, am I right? You don't see first fruits without the contest sacrifice, am I right? Without the contest dedication, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, and the first fruits is always means that there's many fruits to come. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the first among many brothers. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Anyway, I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Anyway, so here we see the three kinds of offering offered. Am I right? They are all most holy unto God. Am I right? Because the bronze altar before the Lord was too small to hold the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the fat offering. So he what? He enlarged the whole middle part of the temple to be an altar in a sense. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Do you see that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Solomon observes the festival and then time. Anyway, the celebration goes on. So in this, you can see what happens. This is like in the yearly feast. Am I right? There are seven feasts.
Hallelujah.
Yes. From Passover to what? To the day Tabernacles. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
After the Day of Atonement, the Feast of the Tabernacles came in. So is the journey or God's ordained journey for the major events in their life. Am I right? As the Israelites, as the chosen people, from the day passing over the Red Sea to the day of dedication of the temple. Am I right? That's a full journey.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you see that? Hallelujah. I hope you see
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Yes. So we see, then we can pay more attention to the hidden information, rather, hidden teaching the Lord, not hidden at all, on the day of the tabernacles. Am I right? On the feast tabernacle.
Amen.
Because just like on the day of Passover, he called the disciple, he did a very, very interesting teachings. Am I right? Very, very meaningful.
Hallelujah.
And acting the capacity of like a high priest. Am I right? Wash his brothers and dedicate them to God for service. Am I right? We mentioned that before. Am I right? Turn with me to 13 chapter now. I'm sorry, to 15 chapter now. We mentioned this context a little bit before, but now I hope you see it more. You see more clearly. And in this, you see the essence of discipleship, what the discipleship is about. It was never an impartation knowledge. Am I right?
Hallelujah.
A process for him to establish others into the true sonship that God already embodied through the Son. Am I right? In the capacity
Amen.
To go about the Father's business. Am I right? That's discipleship. Hallelujah. Then he said, go therefore, to Matthew 28, he said, go therefore, because all authority and power given to me, you are to what? To in this capacity, to disciple or to enable others. Am I right? To teach them
Hallelujah.
How to go about my Father's business. Then he said, a greater work you will do. Am I right? Greater work you will do.
Glory.
Yes, that means more works will be accomplished. Am I right? I'm just to start something. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes. We often translate that, you see, in different circles, people, especially if people so amazed by spiritual power authorities. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the wrong context. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Authority power in the context of manifestation of a spiritual authority power, a gift. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or recognizing it's more than that. It's beyond that. That's merely a revelation of the endowment of God, the grace, for the bigger purpose. Am I right? Hallelujah. That
Amen.
Is to teach others to be sons, to become sons of God. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To go about the same life that the Lord had revealed through his teaching. He's a living word in the flesh. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. The about witness of a greater life. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Great way. Now, turn with me to 15 chapter now. Hallelujah. I hope you
see. Amen.
This is what the Lord meant. Am I right? Clearly, this is what he meant. And that's why he taught in those critical times. Am I right? Now.
Amen.
So much so that he taught them in very particular seasons. He didn't teach them in any other day. Am I right? He weeps
Amen.
For the time. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In 15 chapter now, in 13, it said, greater love has no one than this. 15 chapter for John 13, greater love has no one than this. This is the greater love. Now, we often translate great love into humanistic ways of love. Am I right? It's not necessarily
yes.
bad. It's only that lack the context of sonship, lack the context of what God's intention is about. Am I right? His will is
Amen.
About. So we have to approach God in other shattered or skewed views of how he loves man. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not seeing he is love. We is love. And we are to abandon all other ways in order to be conforming to his ways. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm making sense.
Hallelujah.
Yes. The sun is a sun. If something hiding from the sun or afraid of the sun or leaving the shadows, am I right? Leaving the sheaves, am I right?
Of
plants. That's not the son's fault that he don't give the life. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Only
you choose, in this case, we imagine the thing that is of plants of their free will. Am I right? They can choose.
Hallelujah.
Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
They leave in the sheaths or they hide from the sun. They think the sun is harming them. Am I right? Then they're not
Glory.
Able to take the benefit of the sun. Am I right? The sun is not going to change.
Amen.
I'm making sense. So is the way
yes.
for man to receive God's love. Hallelujah. So is the way.
Amen. Glory.
Now, no plants will say, I don't receive love. But not many plants can say, I have lived to the full design of this love. That is a life thereof for me. Am I right? Hallelujah. Am I right?
Amen.
or else he will be the most healthy, most glorious plants ever existed. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But not many plants are fruitful. Not many plants are healthy to grow. Am I right? Fulfilled
glorious.
The potential of life that is embodied when he was seeded. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. So is God's love. Now let's look at this. The whole Jesus presented this love to the disciples. They were not able to fully understand that. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes. 13 said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends." Now the word friends last time I shared is not a human term. We often use that term, many praise, in many worship songs said, okay, he's my friend. He comes sitting beside me to have sympathy or have concern about me. That's true. Am I right? That's a
virtue.
But here's a friend is not necessarily in that level. This friendship is the Lord's friendship. Am I right? Hallelujah. It's the high priest friendship, the Son of God's friendship. It's a very holy thing. Am I right? It was meant to set apart from human experiences. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Am I talking the same?
Yes.
You understand my language here. Am I right? It meant to be a holy thing. Hallelujah. What is really meant is a partnership in something. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's co-laboring, co-laborers in something. And Paul later days said, we are co-laborers with Christ. Am I right? We are heirs with Christ. Am I right? You are heirship to something. That heirship also defines you, identifies you. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't have a part in my father's business. Can I call myself a manager? No, I can't. Am I right? Hallelujah. I can't call myself a worker in his business. Am I right? Hallelujah. Co-worker. Hallelujah. But if I'm not part of it, as much as I should, I started with become a co-worker with him. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yeah,
a manager. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if
I'm
not interested in take care of the father's business, it doesn't mean the father don't love me or has angry with me or I'm not saved or don't belong to him. It's only that I'm not going to be able to go about his business because I disown that. Am I right?
Yes.
Amen. Am I right? Hallelujah. I'm making this. Hallelujah. So,
Lord.
In essence, then those that who are engaging with the Father's business, can they call you friends or co-laborers in this light? They can. They can discuss with you the things that was going on there. Am I right? Because you are not interested. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yeah. Now, let us not be surprised. The father, the mother and the brother of Jesus was not interested. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were not interested. The Lord has to walk away from them. So he started a new family. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Turn with me to 13th chapter. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, chapter 4.
Hallelujah.
He's speaking about Solomon's wisdom. Am I right? Is speaking of undoing the work of the evil one in their generation, in the wicked and the crooked generation. Am I right?
In 1 Kings chapter 13.
Yeah, 12 chapter, sign up for Jonah from there. Hallelujah. Then from teaching the kingdom in the parable of the seas. Am I right? The sowing of the seas.
Amen.
In between time, there is a dramatic events happened, marked a day of the departure, really marked a day of departure of the Lord's natural relationship with humankind, with anyone, including his mother, his family. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before that day, everything still same, same old, same old. You know, he knows what he's doing, but everybody is unclear. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But after that day, everything become clear. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And how it happened? It happened in a time of great challenge where the people begin to challenge why he's teaching the way he teached. Am I right? The even
Hallelujah.
challenged him being Beelzebub, the guy which working all this science wonder or teaching things the devil. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So
hallelujah.
He began to speak about tree. Am I right? Good fruit.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Terribly. In 12 chapter 33 now, he said, make a good tree and its fruits will be good. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Make a tree bad, the fruits will be bad. Am I right? For the tree is recognized what? By its fruits. And we know this is a continuation of his teaching in 11th chapter, talking about the heavenly wisdom. We know this chapter will continue to discuss it about wisdom. Am I right? Hallelujah. Turn with me to 11th chapter now, the same book, Matthew, in the latter part 19. So there was a man there, he was coming, drinking and eating the same contest. Am I right? They said he's a glutton, he's a drunkard. Am I right? He's a friend of tax collectors, he's sinners. And but he said the fruits is a wisdom is approved right. That word right is vindicated, seen clearly as good or evil. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good fruits or bad fruits. Am I right? By her actions, that word action is the things that it produced. Am I right? Or things bring.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Things bring. Am I right? So basically, wisdom is approved or chosen. In other words, by her children. Am I right? Hallelujah. What?
Hallelujah.
It's offspring. It means fruits. Am I right? Offshoot.
Yes.
Offspring. Wisdom is proved right by her fruits. Am I right? Hallelujah. Is that not what James spoke about in the book of James? Wisdom is proved by its pure fruits, good fruits. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Wisdom from heaven is a fruitful in certain ways. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this is the continuation of teachings. And it's a marking time in James, the brother's life. Am I right? Because he was the one causing the commotion. Hallelujah. Am I right? He was causing the commotion in the revolution of this wisdom. He came to the Lord to challenge him with his earthly wisdom. Am I right? And Jesus, the Messiah, said, I can engage you now because I have something else to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Turn with me now in 12th chapter again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speaking about the wisdom. Am I right? So see wisdom bear good fruits. 12th chapter again. Hallelujah. Then he said, why they were challenging him. They were eventually they asked him for the miraculous sign. Am I right? So he said,
Amen.
You said all this is true. Give us a sign. They were not asking a small sign. Am I right? Because they already cast demons out. Am I right? He already
Amen.
Dealing with the evil spirits. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory.
They were asking for the heavenly sign, so much so that, like Moses' time, am I right? Like Elijah's
Amen.
Time, so that they can know God is speaking through him. They were asking him to reveal the glory, which is the wisdom of God, am I right, in former ways. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Really to what I said in 2 Corinthians 3. You understand what I'm talking about. So they ignored the living wisdom, am I right? They ignored the wisdom from this man, am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus answered, said, no such a thing will be given to you through my ministry. He will teach what he meant to teach. He will not appeal to their ways, thanking God how it works. That's what he said. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Do Amen.
My point? And it's a puzzlement and refute to the people. Hallelujah. Then he said, hearts, their condition, their hearts, decided that they can't hear or see what he's teaching. Is that a rebuke or not? That's what he said. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is a rebuke. Then he said, you need to repent. Am I right? Hallelujah. They speak.
Amen.
This is very interesting, Moses, to us, because in 2042, he said, the Queen of the South, that's Queen of Sheba. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. from the land of Cush, Emrai, hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes. The queen of Sheba will rise up and the judgment of the generation condemned it. Then for she come from the end of the earth to listen to whose wisdom? Solomon's wisdom. Emrai, Solomon's wisdom.
Amen.
And no one great, now one greater than Solomon is here, speaking about his teaching. Emrai, his teaching
Glory.
Is a fulfillment of all the things that Solomon truly represented in the spiritual, Emrai, in the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then he said,
Hallelujah.
Yes. Then he said, when the evil spirit come out of man, we attribute this to casting demons, which made true. And workable, am I right? But he said,
Amen.
He used that a work of one demon tormenting or blinding a single man. Am I right? Blinded him, lead him
Hallelujah.
To a tormented life. Am I right? Distorted life. Am I right?
So Hallelujah.
Speaking about a people. Who is this people? Oh, he's his own people. His own kinsman. Am I right? The,
Hallelujah.
He come to them, but they were not able to receive them. Am I right? For they believed. They missed the king of glory. Am I right? They crucified him.
Amen.
If the only they were able to receive this wisdom, First Corinthians said, what happened? They were repented and deceived. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But whoever who received him repented, what happened? They will enter into a different life. Am I right? A different teaching.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Here we go. Here we go. So in this higher moment of engagement, what happened? His mother, his brothers came to him. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 48,
yes.
Who is my brother? Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pointing to his disciples in front of everybody. Am I right? We're unconventional.
Yes.
But the Lord knew what he's doing. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He made a public declaration. Of what his life is about. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
He said, here's my brother. Here's my sisters. Here's my, am I right? Whoever
Hallelujah.
Does the will of my Father. That is a definition of going about the Father's business. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
For my food is to do what? To go about my Father's business. Do my Father's will. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
In where? Out of imagination or in heaven? In the living reality. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory.
Is my brother and the sister and mother. Now turn with me to John 15 now. Hallelujah. We might prolong this teaching because it's meaningful. So the Lord and this particular point, where this point is, that is a Passover meal. Am I right? Started from 13th Lord. Chapter. He washed disciples' feet. Am I right? Hallelujah. He began to teach them and pray for them as a high priest to other priests who serve God the Father as a sons. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in this, he promised them the Holy Spirit. Now, he promised them a different unction of the Holy Spirit. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be confused. The Holy Spirit have two functions. One is concerning our salvation. Hallelujah. The other
Amen.
Is empowerment, am I right? Empowerment from heaven
yes.
to go about the Father's business, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Two functions.
Hallelujah.
Yes, two functions. So when we're talking about the anointing or the baptism of fire, the baptism of water, the first two are what? Parallel to sin offering and fellowship offering. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But only the baptism of the Holy Spirit is parallel to what? To burnt offering. Am I right? To empowerment. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the tabernacle feast. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes. Let's go on. In 13 said, you are my friends So he defined the friends or qualified the friends what they are. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's see what in the same context, in 7, the same chapter, in 7. If you remain in me, you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ask whatever you wish, it will be given you. So speaking about a condition, am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The condition is abiding. Am I right?
Then hallelujah.
You abide in him as a branch abiding in the vine. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory.
And what that means, you have to bear fruits in certain ways. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And then 8, he said, this is to my Father's glory. The word where it means, this is my Father's goodwill. This is my Father's purpose. This is what glorify my Father. Am I right? This is the pleasing Father. Am I right? Hallelujah. This actually is what Father wants. Am I right? We paraphrase it. Am I right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then you
Hallelujah.
Bear much fruits. Show yourself how you bear much fruits. The same equivalent to what? Showing yourself to be my disciples. Am I right? Hallelujah. That is
Amen.
To be the fruits of the wisdom that he will impart to them. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Then Amen.
He imparted them. How he imparted them? He said, hallelujah. How you remain
Amen.
My love? If you obey my commandment, my teachings. Am I right? You obey my wisdom
yes.
and practice them. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Here's the same thing. In the same vein of presentation, in 14 said, you are my
It's 9 friends. O'clock.
Hallelujah. You are my
Amen.
Co-workers. Am I right? You are the one
Hallelujah.
That is acquainted with what I'm going to do and what I'm doing in the Father's will. Am I right? Hallelujah. Because I'm teaching you to go about my Father's business. I'm teaching you to do the will of my Father. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's only he cares. And if his mother, his brother come around and said, let's do something else. He said, no, am I right? I need to turn and dedicate myself to do what the Father wants me to do. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One is preaching the gospel to undo the work of the evil. Two, third, most important, what is doing? He is a disciple, asked to do the same. Am I right? He's discipling.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you understand?
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
See, he said, you are my friends, my co-laborers, am I right? My helpers,
Glory.
Co-workers. If you do what I commit, what I'm teaching, am I right? What I'm teaching you.
Amen.
Is he merely teaching cast demons? Those he did, but he said it was a small matter, am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He really teaches them to rejoice. They need to rejoice over their names written in heaven. Am I right? Hallelujah. So he has a great thing to teach. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. I hope we don't see this as belittling the work of cast demons or gifts. Am I right? Hallelujah. They are important. But they are not the end goal. Hallelujah. The end goal
Glory.
Is a wisdom that is residing in him, the word God in him, found expression and residence in fullness in the lives of those belong to God. Am I right? Hallelujah. They mature
Amen.
In this wisdom, understanding. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. And I no longer call you servants. That's a slaves. Am I right? The very word slaves. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Because a slave does not know. Why is a slave? Why one is a slave? Then what is a friend? Jesus gave a definition. Hear me, I'm right. A slave
Amen.
Does not know his master's business. But a friend, he's not talking about a friend. He's called the sons. You're my brothers. Am I right? You're
Hallelujah.
A brother with the father's business. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Instead, I call you friends, co-workers, am I right? Or brothers, am I right?
Amen.
Because everything I learned from my Father, Here's his business. Here's discipleship. Am I right?
Amen.
Yes. Everything I learned from my father and made known to you. In other words, he passed on the wisdom from heaven to them. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Then he said, you did not choose me. You did not choose me. The word choose there cannot be simply understand in the English word of choose. Am I right? Meaning,
yes.
It's a choice of will, perceive. Am I right? It's
Amen.
This one is talking about the choose to follow him. Am I right? Choose to be qualified into something. Am I right? Hallelujah. Like someone is in enabled or qualified for an office. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have many candidates. You don't make every candidate a president. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody has to make that decision, said this one is a president. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or this one. Am I right? You know, I mean.
Yes, correct, brother.
You did not choose me. That means they did not choose to qualify themselves. Am I right? The same concept is happening in the Hebrew book. Speaking about a priest, a high priest even, cannot take this honor upon himself. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has to be appointed, ordained, whatever, ordinated. Am I right? Hallelujah. You see my point? You know, designated as a priest. So in this picture, the Lord speaking about discipleship in a different light. You see, it's different than the normal light we think. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's always with the priesthood. Am I right? With the father business.
Yes.
But is that what we normally think about discipleship? I'm just asking a very simple question. No, not necessarily. Am I right? We often think discipleship is about learning a good life of the Lord, obey the Lord, love the Lord. As a sinner saved from grace. Am I right? Few consider discipleship as the content of the practice of sonship. Am I right? The
mission.
Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But the Lord here speaking very clearly said this discipleship is talking about has nothing to do with the slavery. Am I right? The mindset of slavery.
Hallelujah.
Means sin and death cannot touch it. Am I right? It cannot enter.
Glory.
Because it meant to undo those things. Am I right? Meant to do harm to those things. Am I right?
Yeah.
Destroy those things. If we still think disciples about those things merely, then what kind of equipment we're thinking about? Evidently, we're totally disarmed. Am I right? We don't have much power to go about things. Am I right?
Hallelujah.
Yes. If we think God don't have those things for his holy people, we're all misled. The whole Bible, the whole teaching of the Lord is about those things. Am I right? Hallelujah. The whole mission of the church is about those things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I make some statements to clarify some smokes, am I right? Clouds over our head.
Amen.
We see the simple thing the Lord is doing. And this is a Passover. Hallelujah. This is on the day of
Hallelujah.
Life. This is start something. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, you did not choose me. The word choose there is not necessarily choose. Am I right? As I shared with you.
Hallelujah.
He said, I choose you. Am I right? So means he is very purposeful in his discipleship. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Am I right? Yes.
Yes.
Many are called for what? He chose disciple. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they are not saved, but he will not to impart to them this kind of engagement or fellowship to go about the Father's business. Am I right? And it's not about working miracle signs, wonders. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's talking about the ministry of a heavenly wisdom. I hope this is not a mystical teaching or Gnostic teaching. Or forget about that. Am I right? It's a living teaching.
Amen.
The Lord's wisdom. Am I right? Wisdom
yes.
Fruit by its fruits. this kind of fruits. Am I right? Hallelujah. He said,
Hallelujah.
I had choose you and appoint you to go and watch. Hallelujah. The second
word,
appointed you. Am I right? Appointed.
Yes.
Appointed you is a very interesting act. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't every day doing that to people. Am I right?
Glory.
It's one time act. Am I right? But not.
Amen.
Also in the holy work of the Lord, in his perfect knowledge, it's not simple thing he will do for a person. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
We know that. Very easily to know. I'm not going to appoint a president or a governor or a nation or a state very easily. Am I right? He has to be qualified.
Amen.
He has to be able to handle that responsibility. I don't expect him to do everything perfect in the beginning, but there is something that is in him qualifies the office. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
That he will be entrusted to. At least he has a heart for it. If he don't even have a heart for it, well, that appointment is pretty much can be a miscarriage, am I right, of responsibility. Am I right?
Amen.
So sometimes we do those things, but it's out of imperfection, am I right, of the temporal need.
Amen.
So if we have the perfect candidate with a perfect arrangement, it will be like a Solomon. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Like the Son of Man, become the Son of God. Am I right? Send forth to go for the Father's business, which is here is talking about. Am I right? There is this appointment. I appointed you to go, that is to be sent out. Am I right? More than go. Am I right? Be sent
Hallelujah.
Out. And bear fruits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And for lust. Hallelujah. And then you say, the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now this is a, turn with me. Turn with me now. Hallelujah. In 16th
Amen.
Chapter, he said, when your grief is over, am I right? When the seed
yes.
died, and you become the first fruits, am I right, unto this creation.
Hallelujah.
What happened? He said something changed in their relationship with the Heavenly Father. Am I right? Something
Amen.
Unfolded. Am I right? We're talking about the operation of the order of Melchizedek. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, with it, the empowerment of the Spirit. Am I right? Hallelujah. But there is
yes.
order. The Spirit moves with order, with a mission, am I right? With a high
Amen. Purpose.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Gloria.
The merely manifesting of gifts, am I right? The angels send from the high purpose, am I right? They send from the service. And the service have its end or its goal, am I right? Hallelujah. I'm making sense.
Amen.
Yes. In 23 now, in that day, he said, you will no longer speak to the disciples, am I right? Hallelujah, the same.
Gloria.
You will no longer ask me anything. You will not ask him directly. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you hear certain teachings said we can't ask God anything except through Christ's name? Yes,
Hallelujah.
We honor Christ. Am I right? Our Lord, the King. No wonder, you know, we do that. Am I right? But
yes.
See, we cannot ask the Father directly anything as if the Lord is going to do harm to us. If we step in the shoes of a son, am I right, to do the Father's business.
Amen.
Right? It's totally nonsense. Am I right? I'm sorry. The Lord said
yes.
here, speaking very clearly, you will no longer ask me anything. Why God? What that means? What that means? Means we have direct access to the Father's grace. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord.
Or you do that. Not as a slave. As a son, am I right? As he's a servant. I mean, you understand my point? You know, so
Hallelujah.
As a co-worker with God. This is very clear in the Lord, am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
He said, I tell you the truth. That means I very rarely I say to you, this is the reality. This is how it works. Am I right? Hallelujah. In the heavenly realm.
Amen.
In the kingdom. My Father will give you. So the disciples don't have any confidence at this point to go about anything. Am I right? They were totally terrified and distraught.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
There's no single thing in them. It may be a flicker of light. Am I right? Flick of fire. Mm-hmm. You know? But the Lord knows there's going to be a glorious torch. Am I right? The glorious fire. Am I right? The lead everything.
Amen.
They are not weak. They will become a bright lampstand. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
But at this point, they were almost dying out. Am I right? The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Keep them by his word. But here, speaking truthfully, he said, this is what will happen. This is what is going to happen. This is
Hallelujah.
For. This is why we got together. This is why I share the things that you share. This is why I dedicate my life. You want to death for this reason. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
I brought trouble to your life in a certain way for a good purpose. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Father.
See, this in my name is not about merely asking things in Jesus' name, as man would think. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's speaking about through him, a direct relationship will be secured. Am I right? And putting
Amen.
Function that is a father-son relationship. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
My Father becomes your Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, now you have not asked for anything in my name. So his name is a very peculiar thing. Am I right in this way?
Yes. Glory.
It's not about the sewership. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you see it?
Yeah.
It's about his lordship, yes, over us. Yes, yes. All those are true because we are saved soul. Am I right? He is our Lord.
Yes.
But this name is speaking about the sonship. Speaking about the one who is appointed heir over everything. Am I right? Sonship.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
So when we asking things, simply said, we have to pray ask the Father for everything in Jesus' name. Do we really understand what that means? Or he meant for very clear delineation of ministry. Hallelujah. And the responsibility. Right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I appointed you to bear good fruits. In this way, follow this teaching. Am I right? Go about in this order. Yes. And as you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Then he said, I'll be speaking figuratively the things. A time has come. It's coming. Am I right? No longer
Hallelujah.
Will I speak this kind of language, but I will tell you plainly about my Father. So the whole thing is about what? The knowledge of the Father. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what the Spirit is about, the Holy Spirit is about. Let's look at it in 16th chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We deleted the discussion here, but I think it's important. In 16th chapter, the same book. But when he comes, when the Spirit comes, am I right? The Spirit truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. So this anointing, am I right? The anointing
Hallelujah.
Will teach you all truth, all things, am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Operate in order. Operate in the fellowship of heavenly wisdom, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Operate in a level where the Father, the Son, can become who they are. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
I hope you understand what I'm saying. Then said, in this light, if you sin, you stumble, you come to confession, you'll be washed, you'll be forgiven. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can our sin be forgiven where there's no nothing to draw from, to cleanse us, to do the forgiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we come to be light when darkness not cast away? Hallelujah. Impossible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what is a light then? What is the washing water, the living river? The Spirit. The Spirit.
Amen.
And where does the Spirit operate? How he operate? Through a ministry. And the whole that ministry is unfolded through his sent ones. Those who know the Father's business. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is very simple. That's what Paul said. Hallelujah.
Glory.
What John said. But the whole confusing we are when we cast all those aside to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit, speaking merely concerned about these operation gifts, operation signs, wonders.
Amen.
Disregarded the mean end or the end purpose, the final purpose that is the perfection of all things, Hallelujah.
Glory.
That is the life of a Son. Hallelujah. And it's clearly here speaking about this Spirit, how he really works, what he really intends to do. Let's have a look. In 13 said, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And will tell you what is yet to come. So you will have the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now,
hallelujah.
What is yet to come, often we quickly translate that to the prediction of future.
Amen.
This is not what he meant.
Hallelujah.
Just like a tree going to go through the seasons of life, Hallelujah.
Lovely.
A seed is going to bud out, Hallelujah, the ground.
Amen.
And you know the next season, Hallelujah. When it have a gentle shoot come out of the ground, you know the next season. The next season going to have a stem, You're going to have branches.
Amen.
You have leaves, What yet to come, Is this not what Lord said, the discerning the seasons? Hallelujah. Now,
Amen. We
can't afford all this to say this only to do with the personal salvation, personal spiritual growth. Because the Spirit will tell us what to come, but not in terms of prediction, but in terms of the work unfolding God's plan in his kingdom. Concerning his kingdom.
Amen.
The operation or the administration of God's grace. Concerning
Amen.
Ages of man. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now we're speaking. So what yet to come, all in the governance and in the teaching, the Holy Spirit.
Glory.
When is personally to come to fulfillment, the life within, in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The other is the entrustment of his ability through us to be holy vessels, instrument, even unwilling vessels sometimes, unclean vessels, to
carry
out the plan of God. Hallelujah. Hopefully we are the good vessels, willing vessels, knowledgeable vessels. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Go about the Father's business as the Son did. He said, I will do my Father's will. In very clear context.
Yes.
This is awareness. This awareness is not a mystical state of meditation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This awareness is a living power with a living purpose, unfolding with a living relationship. That is our engagement with the Father's business. Whether it is
Amen.
In it, or in the operation of it, in the service of it. Hallelujah. He understands my
prayer. Amen.
Yes. And without this, you can't talk wellness, because personal piety meaning man indeed, am right? Hallelujah, meaning goodly man.
Amen.
But this one is has different way, am right? You ask the Father in my name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
There's one purpose in this, am right? One purpose in this. I hope I'm not discouraging anybody by saying this, but really give resolution and understanding to the many things that usually confuses us. Am I right?
Amen.
Damn our understanding, damn the operation when, you know, I believe each one of us, brothers, sisters, is called to serve God in greater capacities. Am I right? Fuller capacities. Yeah, and many things, like them, you know, like old garments, you see my point, you know, restrain us to operate a certain way, some to do with our persons, person environment, personal sin, personal personality, but most of the time had to do with we're not able to receive the fullness of light. Am I right? We don't understand.
Amen.
The context. Am I right? We're like a man probing in the dark, try to make a way. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not that we're not making any progress, but sometimes we did many things without a fuller context. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We stumbled. We sidetracked it. God bless us that He has given us good faithfulness and provided good guidance till this day. But I believe in the days to come, He will do things in the following measure. Am I right? With a new grace.
Amen.
With that, He has to open our eyes to see what it is and willing to ask for it, willing to submit to His service. Am I right? To operation.
Right? Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's see the Holy Spirit. In 14 said, 16, 14 said, He will bring glory to me. That means bring glory to me means what? Thus, like this to my Father's glory. Am I right? Hallelujah. Means to add joy and fullness and pleasure to. Am I right?
Amen.
Thank you, Father. You know, it's like a king receiving tributes from his subordinates. Am I right? Hallelujah. You know.
Amen.
Or a king receive greetings from some guests. You understand my point? You know. So
hallelujah.
It's not talking about the small things. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Small things. Am I right? Hallelujah. He's talking about the
yes.
A full order. Am I right? That is
amen.
Undergirding the whole operation. Am I right? What is honorable?
Yes.
What it brings the joy and satisfaction to one who is in charge of everything. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'm making sense
yeah.
of this. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes.
He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and make known to you. So this is how He do it. Am I right? Hallelujah.
What Amen.
He take what is mine and give it to you. And He said, whatever the Father has been given to me. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all belong to the Father is mine, He said. This is why I said the Spirit will what? Take from what is mine and make it to you. So what is that? Hallelujah. What is that?
Amen.
That is all the things that I have learned from the Father, I will make known to you. Am I right? For now, you have not seen it.
Amen.
In a little while, you see me no more. He's not merely talking about the physical departure. Am I right? Hallelujah. But after a little while, you will see me. So evidently speaking of the spiritual scene. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Now turn with me, in this light we see on the Passover meal, again on the Passover, what happened? He thrusted the first fruits, am I right, of his labor
Amen.
Into creation to begin to sow the seed for the good harvest. Hallelujah. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He established the church in operation, am right, with a heavenly provision. One is the Spirit, the other is the grace of God. Am right, hallelujah, the truth.
Hallelujah.
Manifested or embodied through the service or the business given to the disciples. Am right, from the Father. Am right, under his leadership, as the teachings of God's wisdom. That wisdom is very, very discernible. Am right? Different than Solomon's wisdom, different than man's wisdom, different than the ruler of this age. Am right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Different than the wisdom of the past ages. Am right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the new wisdom, in a sense,
hallelujah,
conferring a new way of life. Am right? By the Spirit. Hallelujah. With that being said, turn with me now to build the contest and build a very, very detailed contest with and speaking in Christ's ministry. The day of the Passover, his teaching thereof, meant something. Very, very to the point. Am I right? On the Passover day he did it. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let's see in any other occasion. Oftentimes we don't look at it in this light, but today let's look at it in this light. That is in the 7th chapter of the same book of John. John the Gospel said, he taught at the Feast of Tabernacles. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So while the tabernacle drew near, in second verse said, while the Jewish Feast of Tabernacle was drawing near, his brother said to him, you ought to leave here and go to Judea, so that what this happened, we can see the soreness in their heart. Am I right? Hallelujah. The soreness of the relationship. So that who? Hallelujah. Your disciples.
Hallelujah.
Your disciples see the miracles you do. So evidently there is a, you see 13th chapter of Matthew already happened. Am I right? Hallelujah. The disciples.
Yeah.
The brothers are pretty much offended. Am I right? Hallelujah. He can't do miracles in their midst anymore. Am I right? Hallelujah.
They
bear a bad report in the hometown, so much so that he can do nothing there anymore. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we see the Lord stuck at home, not too much to do, you know? So, because what? Well, because there's no one around him can discuss about those things. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he waiting for this time, and the brother sarcastic said, including James, am I right? James the righteous, am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, the work of God can change man so good that it become the teacher of wisdom. Am I right? James, the book, is about heavenly wisdom. No one who wants to become public figures, public figure, am I right? Hallelujah. Acts in the secret.
Amen.
And so you are doing these things, show yourself to the world. For even his brother don't believe him. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So then he said, in this very interesting statement, he answered them, the right time for me has not yet come. For you, any time is good. Hallelujah. You know.
Amen.
And said, I'm not going there. Am I right? I'm not going with you. I'm not going with your contest. Am I right? I'm not.
Amen.
I'm going to fulfill this in my way. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we see how he fulfilled it. Am I right? That's what it meant.
Yes.
Right? He is the Sabbath. He is the Passover. He's the Feast of the Tabernacles. He's a atonement. Am I right? Hallelujah. He's everything.
Amen.
Everything was ordained for him. Am I right? Yet,
Amen.
The Lord of the Feast was not able to go with his brother because the brothers was engaged with the wrong contest. Am I right? He can't go with them. Am I right? It's hallelujah.
Yeah,
he was behind, and the disciple, his brothers went ahead, and so he came up himself. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Still in secret, and Jews were seeking him, said, where is this man? He's a good man, they said, am I right? No other said he's deceiver, am I right? Deceived the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he began to teach publicly. Hallelujah. And cure halfway through the feast. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Went to the temple court and began to teach. Can you believe that? Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
The Jews amazed. How did this man get such learning without having studied? You know. And then he began to answer them. You see, you don't ask that question into his face. Am I right? To his face. Am I right?
Amen.
But Jesus knew what they're thinking. So he said, publicly said, my teaching, hallelujah, here we go.
Amen.
My teaching is not what? My own. It comes from him who sent me. Now he's made a public condition, declaration, how to receive the teaching. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at that. If anyone chooses to do God's will, hallelujah.
Amen.
If he wants to do it, he will find out, am I right? Whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. He will have that discernment. Now, if he don't want to do it, like his brother, his mother did, am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They will be shut out of this teaching. Am I right? Hallelujah. They will have no
answer from them.
So the condition is that what? He has to choose. Many choose to what? He has to make the right choice. Am I right? Now we know this one, this truth is different from 14 chapter. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
15 chapter, you did not choose me, I will choose you. Am I right? Hallelujah. Am I right?
Yeah.
This one is speaking about choosing not personal to him. Am I right? Choosing the heart of man in his soul and heart. Am I right?
Amen.
The Heavenly Father. Like Nathaniel did under the tree. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even he refused Jesus as what good come out of Nazareth. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory.
But Jesus, God knows his heart. He chose Nathaniel. Am I right? To do the will of the Father. What about the Matthew sitting in the booth of a tax collector? Am I right? To collect the, you know, his heart will burn with uncomfort, you know, burn with struggles. Am I right? Hallelujah, you know.
Amen.
And Jesus called him up. Matthew, forget about that. Go with me, you know. Follow me. I choose you. But in Nathaniel, in Matthew, just like in Peter, in Philip, am I right? In Andrew, there's always a desire that they want to do what the Father wants to do. Am I right? God wants to do.
Amen.
There's always such a desire. And that desire is noble. Am I right? It's surely noble. It's God for sure. But something more of it. Am I right? Hallelujah. You hear me,
Amen.
Sisters? I believe you are not here out of your own choice, in a sense. Am I right? Because this desire was born with you. Even before you were born, it was planted in you, you know, spoken of you. You're seeking God. When this is choosed, when this choice is met in our heart with the Lord, am I right? Hallelujah, to become one.
Amen.
What happened? We count all things as a loss. And with a joy, he said, okay, you know, my God, I know where to go. I know what to do with my life now. I am not in a quandary. I'm not in turmoil anymore. Am I right? I know.
Amen.
I know now. May the Lord bless all of us.
Thank you, Father.
To make that desire in us. This is desire in us. Am I right? His desire through us.
To become
this choice. Because with this choice, we have a holy discernment. That discernment will be whether this teaching comes from God or not. Am I right? Hallelujah. As in the day Jesus.
Yes.
So it will be today. So I will be very blunt with that statement. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But these will have a greedy effect on man's soul. In the day of the Lord, while his good brothers, they were God-fearing people.
Yes. Amen.
And that time, their heart was not quickened yet. They refused to acknowledge him in this light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They smeared him. They ridiculed him. They even persecuted him emotionally, spiritually. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, that's a persecution in a sense. Not to see ugly about them. What do you have to do? He can't speak to them, but he can declare he is speaking what he meant to speak. That is, he's not speaking on his own accord. Hallelujah. He's speaking things comes from God. Now, there you go. The thing comes from God, meant to be different from the things come from man. Hallelujah. Yes.
Good.
If someone don't have it, well, we better have discernment about it. If someone have it, it will draw people to him. To God. To this way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself. He has a reason. He was speaking with a self ambition, with unclean motive, Hallelujah, yes.
Yes.
But he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. That is, he's not gaining glory to himself, He is attributing the glory to someone else, Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us seal our heart and our motives and our actions and ways. Even we struggle, even misstep, but there is this holy standard, We are not going to serve ourselves, We are not serve in the honor of man, We will serve the honor of God, Hallelujah, hallelujah. In that light, there is nothing false about him. Has not Moses given you the law, yet none of you keep the law? Why are you trying to kill me? So they were trying to kill me. They said, the people said, you are demon possessed. The same contest. Hallelujah. Imagine.
Amen.
Who is trying to kill you? Nobody's doing it. Evidence they were ignorant. That they will try to seize him to do harm to him. Especially.
Amen.
He challenged the order of the day in the high moment of the feast. Hallelujah. There was not just everybody doing their own thing at the MRI. There was something going on in the temple courts, as I shared with Solomon's time. On the day of the feast, there is a particular prescribed order to do things, Hallelujah, yes.
Amen.
And people accustomed to it for a long time to know what to do, Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
He stand up in the midst and said, listen to me. Listen to, I'm teaching you something. So what is teaching? He's teaching them the feast, Teaching them what's what really matters, Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
He's teaching them Solomon's wisdom is fulfilled here in my teaching. Hallelujah. Everything.
Amen.
He did many miracles, but that's not his main purpose. He came to the temple in order to teach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
He continued to teach, and the people continued to ignore him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then the discuss 25 said, at one point, some people, Jerusalem, asked, this is not the man they tried to kill. So he identified the people, his audience, as a wild audience, with the priests, those tried to harm him,
Yes.
There is a spiritual confrontation, It's beyond personal clash, beyond the culture of the day, Hallelujah.
Amen.
And here it is, speaking popularly, 26 said, they are not saying a word to him. And the authority really conclude that he's a Christ because he has no right, if he's not, to teach in the temple. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know where he is. He's from. Well, when Christ came, nobody will know where he's from. Nonsense. Am I right? That's the false.
Amen.
Then Jesus teaching the temple, cried out. Somebody cried out. Hallelujah. How many times in life? A few occasions. Am I right? Hallelujah. If there is a moment, it's because there is a high emotion. Am I right? Intensified feelings. Am I right? Thoughts. Am I right?
Amen.
And he cried out to the cloud. Can you believe that? There was no one following him around. He was all on his own. You know me, and you know where I came from. The people don't talk in front of him, am I right? He hear the people.
Hallelujah.
The thoughts, am I right? Hallelujah, yes.
Amen.
I'm not here on my own, but he who sent me is true. You don't know him, but I know him because I'm from him, and he sent me. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
They tried to catch him, am I right? Hallelujah. It was
not
a good, what? It was not a good, peaceful time. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
There are different opinions about him. Eventually, the Pharisees what heard about this. Am I right? They want to do something.
Amen.
They send the temple guard to arrest him. And Jesus speak continually. I am with you for only a time. I will go to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me. And where I am, you can't come. Is that amazing? Hallelujah. Mm. But his disciples said, where I'm going to go, you will come also. Am I right? Hallelujah. For now, you can't.
Hallelujah.
But I prepare some place for you. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then on the last day, this is what I'm talking. On the last and greatest day, the feast. The last day. Am I right? The calling.
Amen.
Now, this is very interesting. Because it's the last day. Hallelujah. You hear me?
Yes.
The last day. The full cycle. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the daily tabernacles. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. He stood in the face. Stood, said in a loud voice. Where he's standing? We know it's in the temple. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody in this day, they have a ritual, is to draw water from the pool of Siloam and drink it, as if you're drinking from the pool of life. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember this, you will have a great understanding in the scripture I'm going to read and expand a little bit. It's said, he's standing in front of what is called the big basin. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the altar where the sacrifice of. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes. Amen.
And people are drawing water to wash themselves or drinking. Am I right? Drinking to themselves as the holy water in the sense. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Do you remember John 4, Jesus speaking to disciples with the Samaritan woman? Now that is in where? In Jacob's well, am I right? It's not somewhere else.
Yes.
He knows that place, am I right? It was an ordained place.
Hallelujah.
It's not any pole, any well. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And so is this place. This is on the mountain top. Am I right? On the mount. Am I right? On the temple mount.
Glory.
Anyone who is thirsty, the same calling. Am I right? Let him
yes.
come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, streams of living water will flow out from him, right? From within him. Why this? Hallelujah. Let's see 33.
Amen.
Said, What happened? By this, John said, he met what? The disciple was told, am I right? They come to him asking why.
Amen.
Am I right? Because he held it.
Amen.
They must be double funded. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said, what are you teaching? Why you do that? You know? Why you choose that place to teach? You know? Hallelujah. You know?
Hallelujah.
He met what? The Spirit. Hallelujah. The Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Those who believed in him were later to receive. Hallelujah. Were later.
Amen.
Who is that? John said, that's me. Am I right? And those with me.
Yes.
The same Spirit. Am I right? Hallelujah. We're just ready.
Glory.
But he said, that's not enough. Drink merely from the cup. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I have ordained a feast. Am I right? I ordained
Glory.
A feast. For all my people will become living waters. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory.
Streams of living water will flow from within him. Everybody will become a temple of the Lord. Am I right? Hallelujah. Now, what is the Spirit here? Hallelujah. What is the Spirit here? Let's ask again. That means the wisdom of God. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. The teaching of the Lord. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
The Spirit will reveal and teach us through the living vessels. You see, they don't teach on their own. How we do this? Well, the Spirit know what to do. Let me say this. A lamp can never come to light, am I right? Unless it's plugged into the electricity cord, am I right? Hallelujah. Yeah?
Amen.
He can't do it, am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory.
When he plugged in, unless something is innately wrong with that lamp, it meant to shine forth, am I right? Have a different
yes.
light, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
A branch in a vine. He don't know how to grow in the beginning. Am I right? He don't know what fruits are going to bear.
But hallelujah.
As long as he's grafted in the vine, am I right? Hallelujah. He will grow
Amen.
In a certain capacity. Not all things will be good. There are false branches. There are good fruit, bad fruits. Am I right? But as long as he's there, what happened? He will grow. Am I right? He will have a life.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me say it again.
Amen.
If you follow this way, what happened? The Spirit of God will be with you. There's no pattern in this. Am I? This is the pattern, actually. You know? There is no medical design. Am I? There's no manual in this. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But be careful what wine we plug in, am I right? When you plug graft in, am I right? What power source we get ourselves in, am I right? Hallelujah. Some power source is not good enough. You can never lead anything up, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's dead. There's no power in it, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's dead branches, am I right? Dead wines, am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or false wines, wild wines, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
But the Lord said, as long as you're willing, I'm willing. If you obey this, am I right? And desire this, the Spirit of God will be with you. He meant the Spirit. Evidently, it's more than the working of the gifts, am I right? It's a full life of the Lord in terms of discipleship, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Streams of living water will flow within you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On this time, what is that? The Spirit has not been given since Jesus has not yet been glorified. Only after he is glorified, this is the start of flow. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now,
Amen.
Turn with me to the last discussion we had before this session. That is in Zechariah. I hope I'm not prolong the teachings, Zechariah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speaking about the day of the Lord. Emri, hallelujah, the day of the Lord.
Glory.
We're speaking the double portion a little bit. We're speaking about the covenant that it meant for the Passover. Emri, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blood of the covenant put into operation in 9th chapter of Zechariah 11. Hallelujah. Speaking about donkey representing the humanity, Adamic nature. Emri, hallelujah, lamb.
Amen.
Representing the redeemed nature through Christ, Emri of mankind, to become the rightful heirs. Emri, the sons, the firstborns. Emri, have the right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not
hallelujah.
Sure. Some may not have that contest, but it's okay. There is a double portion here, interesting speaking. In 11, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
9:11 said, as for you, because who is this you, daughter of Zion? Am I right? Hallelujah, daughter of Zion.
Amen.
Yes, as for you, because blood of my covenant with you, we're speaking of the marriage. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit, return to your fortress of prisoner hope, for even now announce to you that I will restore double. Twice, amen, double portion as much unto you. Emri, hallelujah, hallelujah. And this
amen.
It used two tribes to denote it. I will bend Judah as with bend my bow, filled with Ephraim. The word Ephraim in Hebrew said, double fruitful. Emri, double fruitful,
yes.
Doubly fruitful, double portion. I will rose your sons, O Zion,
hallelujah.
Look at this, against your sons of grace.
Thank
who
you.
Is aroused? So the Judah and the Ephraim to marry to be one. Am I right? United as one stake. Hallelujah. As one bow, arrow. Am I right? One memory. And they are to undo a work. Am I right? Hallelujah. Now,
yes.
What is the work here represented? Zion represents the wisdom from above. Am I right? Represents the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
What is the wisdom for man? The grace. Am I right? The wisdom grace. Am I right? The wisdom hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyway,
hallelujah.
And there's another word, make you like a warrior's sword. Hallelujah, a sword meant to cut, right? Hallelujah. And the Lord was appear with them, his arrow flashed like lightning. Hallelujah, over them. Hallelujah. So there's
hallelujah.
Transition happened from daughtership to sonship. Am I right? Hallelujah. You see that?
Yes.
Daughter of Zion. To sons of Zion. Am I right? Speaking
amen.
Fulfillment here. Now, what this fulfillment is about is a fulfillment from Passover to what? Hallelujah. To tabernacle. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Now, goes on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope not you're not being challenged by this, but let's refer the same in order for the same picture. The same promise to be fully revealed to God's people. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's through the same prophet again and again revealing the same thing. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now in 12 chapter, the same thing. But this one relating to the full picture of the unfolding end time. Am I right? The end time. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the first picture representing in the context how God established remnant people. Am I right? Changed
yes.
Remnant people. In the second picture, even it's concerning his remnant people, but they put in a bigger backdrop. That is a fulfillment, the end time. Am I right? Because it continues
hallelujah.
Into the 14th chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. But
there is something the Lord is going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In 7:12-7, he said, the Lord will see the dwelling Judah first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is
amen.
That? Judah. Emri. Hallelujah. So the honor of the
Lord
of Judah and of Jerusalem in heaven may not be greater than of Judah. So of David, hallelujah, and Jerusalem.
Yeah, yeah.
Do something over Judah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Then he do something with David the Jerusalem. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory.
And we know how he do something with Judah, how he did it. He combined it with Ephraim. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Brought in of Ephraim. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We understand the restoration work of God here. First, restoration, double portion, the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then his holy purpose. Am I right? Concerning the Jews. Then he will do something with what? With this people. Am I right? Hallelujah. We
Amen.
See something going to happen to these people in 10 words now. For I will pull out on the horse of David and the inhabitant of Jerusalem. What happened? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a spiritual as much as a in the realm of the natural. Am I right? Historical. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the future we're talking about.
Hallelujah.
A spirit of grace and a spirit of supplication. The spirit of grace, a spirit of compassion. Okay? The spirit showing favor. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the spirit of supplication, there are two here, how to marry together. A spirit of what? Compassion. Am I right? Hallelujah. That's
Amen.
God towards man. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The supplication is what? Man towards God. Am I right? They cry to God. Am I right? Hallelujah. The same
Hallelujah.
Spirit work together
yes.
for the unified manifestation. Am I right? And this unified manifestation
yes.
is a revelation of the Psalm. Let's see. They will look on me. Am I right? Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the one they have what? Pierced. And they will mourn for him. Hallelujah. They will look on me.
Amen.
That's God, the Father. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the Son in his stead died for mankind. Am I right? For his own people.
Hallelujah.
And they will mourn him because that's unnecessary sacrifice. You know, their sin causes death. Am I right? Their
Amen.
Sin and rebellion of us causes the wrath of God to be poured into him as a sin offering.
It's
Am I right? Hallelujah. They will mourn
Hallelujah.
As one who mourns for his only child. For only child. Am I right? For,
Amen.
For his only child. Oh, actually. Am I right? Hallelujah. For his
yes.
own child. Grieve bitterly for him as one grieve for a firstborn son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then day the weeping in Jerusalem will be great, like the weeping of Hanum Ramon in the Plato of Megiddo. What it means, a day of great slander, am I right? Great defeat.
Hallelujah.
The land will mourn, each clan by itself. So this mourning day, am I right? Who is it? This mourning day? Some will say, this is something interesting. So we see in 9, speaking the coming of the king is a Passover, am I right? Fulfilled in Jesus.
Amen.
This day, however, is a day of atonement. Am I right? The day of
Hallelujah.
The day when the blood finishes work. Am I right? Attuned.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Passover is the offering of the blood. Am I right? The opening up the session of blood. Am I right? Hallelujah. You with me, brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Hope I'm not confusing you here. But here, every one of God's people will be attuned for. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they're attuned for, what happened? On that day, a fountain. Hallelujah. The living river. Hallelujah. Yes. The river will be opened up to the house of David and the what? The inhabitants of Jerusalem. Am I right? Hallelujah. To
Amen.
The, from sin and death. It's the same day. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The day of atonement is preceded by the day of repentance. Am I right? The day of willing.
Amen.
The day of lamentation. And on that day, the Lord said, I will clean them. I will open up a fountain. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will wash everybody. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
I will purify them. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The
Lord.
In 9:13, that these people will go, they will be brought, the third of them, am I right? Hallelujah. Will brought
Amen.
I will find them like a sower, test them like good. They will what? Call on my name. The Lord has taught us on that day. Am I right? How
yes.
We are to call on his name. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I will answer them. Hallelujah. That's God the Father's
name. Hallelujah.
I will see thee are my people, and thee will see the Lord is our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Fulfilled in this. Now turn with me to Jeremiah 31. Thank you, Lord. These are the mystery of the ages. Yeah. You think about the immensity of it. Not saying this has to do with certain people teaching here. Brothers, sisters, can we agree on this? These are the things God foreordained through the ages. Am I right? Hallelujah for his holy
people. Amen.
So we see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
He will forgive their sins. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn with me in 31 chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, the time is coming, declared the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers, when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt, because they broke, hallelujah, my covenant.
Amen.
But he has worked restoration with this mention in Zechariah, am I right? Through the Psalm. So I was a husband to them. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel and then time. After that time, declared the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God. Again, here we go. I will be their God.
Yes,
they Lord. Will be my people. The name Emmanuel will be written with them. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
No longer will man teach, the word teach is instruction, am I right? Show that others what they don't have, am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When man teaches the neighbor, the man show his brother saying, know the Lord. Basically, they don't know God, am I right? Hallelujah. He has to come and knock on the door, know the God, because you will be saved. Am I right? Hallelujah. You have to know him in order to get out of Egypt. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because they all will know me. Hallelujah. From the least to the greatest. So this is a day, not Passover. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a day of the tabernacles. Am I right? This is daily tabernacles. For I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. The day of atonement. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then he will restore everything. Am I right? He will restore
everything.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, turn with me. Talking double portion. Hallelujah. Turn with me ahead.
Glory.
In 31 chapter. Hallelujah. 31 chapter.
Amen.
Because this is a fountain. It's the tree of life. Am I right? Where the tree of life is present.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a fountain in the mountaintop. Am I right? Moses, hallelujah.
Yes.
This is wisdom from the house of God. Am I right? The law will come from the house of the Lord. How so? Through what fashion? Through wisdom. Through this wisdom. Am I right? Not man-made wisdom. Am I right? The wisdom of the ages. Am I right? Not mystical wisdom, am I right? No, the real wisdom. The Lord said, the life internal in this wisdom. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
The wisdom from heaven. The wisdom that created everything, upheld everything, and will judge everything. Am I right? And will glorify everything. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
In 31:10. Hear the word of the Lord, all peoples. Proclaim in distant coast land, that is all the continents. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like what? A shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the Lord will ransom Jacob and redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they. That's in the days of what? Like in the days of Egyptians. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion to rejoice in the bounty of the Lord. You see,
thank you, Lord.
Mount Zion and the bounty of the Lord is a restoration of a garden of what? Eden. Hallelujah. Eden. You can read it in other scriptures as well. But
amen.
The green and the new wine and the oil. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Young are the flock and the herds. They will be like what? A well-watered garden. That word like is an English translation. Am I right? The real one is it will be just as. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
And more. Am I right? Because it fulfilled something.
Yes.
They're more than lost. Am I right? Hallelujah. This is a spiritual
statement.
They will be like well what? Watered. Hallelujah. Fountain is open.
Hallelujah.
There will be sorry no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sons, the daughters will glance and be glad. The young man, the sons, the you know, the men, am I right? The men, young men and old as well. Or turn the mourning into gladness. What this day is meant? The day from attunement to the day of feast. Am I right? The tabernacles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I will give them comfort and joy and instead of sorrow. I will sanctify the priests with abundance. Am I right? And my people will be filled with bounty. Hallelujah. But before that, there is a cry. Am I right? There is a cry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In this,
hallelujah.
Let's pray together. I'm going to pray a little bit. You know what? Rather, I have a team to pray for us. Thank you, Lord. I hope this teaching is in the spirit of the thing we discussed about. That is, build a more clear context through the Lord teaching and to point to the season that we are engaging. That is, this very unique year of Passover to what? To the Day of Atonement, to the Day of Tabernacles. Am I right? The Feast of Tabernacles. This year is a year in the Lord's design. As the Lord will impart such knowledge to us, I don't think it's merely our group, but as a whole to the body of Christ, to the insights and the understanding, so the people of God that can more than find encouragement in the midst of all things are happening. But found direction, am I right? Found direction and clarity, you know, and found in the what the will of the Lord is for his random people. What are you going to do? There's practical things to unfold, but always a spiritual light, am I right? Always the spiritual purposes is the first thing to be established in his people. Hallelujah. And I hope this teaching will along this line will add some help to you, brothers, sisters, along those lines. I'm sorry I'm speaking officially here a little bit, but truly that is my desire, you know, not to prove anybody's right or knowledgeable things. That's never been my purpose, but to show to you and invite your grace, your agreement with me. This is a very important time in God's plan this year, and the things the Lord will do are foundational. You know, some change of more than seasons, like a changing of the age, am I right? Changing of
a
turn of a human history. You know, the world is going to suffer many troubles and confusion and many turmoils, you know, so even terrible changes will come. But in the midst of it, God will lend us hope, lend us unity, lend us confidence to go about his business. How we do that, never will be our own chart, never will be by our own strength, never will be by any man's shattered understanding, but it will be, I think, a unified vision of God's purpose, be fully agreed upon, and back it up by his word, am I right? But more important, imparted and empowered by the Spirit. And I believe, you know, God has prepared us, our hearts, for this very thing. you know, and we can't afford to make the wrong turn. We can't afford to circle the same circles as used to be. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
The day of God wants us advancement first started with the departure from those things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And
amen.
Tim, can you do us the honor to pray for us? Hallelujah. Then I'll turn to back to Moses. Right. Mm.
Yes, yes, amen. Brothers, sisters, I want to share one word. It's an English word, and you may be familiar with it. If you're not, then I want to define it real quick, and that word is clarion. Clarion. Clarion is... it's a trumpet call. It's a loud and clear noise. The definition is a shrill, narrow-tubed war trumpet. So I define that word as I pray. Father, we hear the clarion call of the Spirit.
Mm.
Ringing not only in our ears, in the ears of our spirit, but over the face of the earth and through creation. Lord, I remember that when Israel was released from Egypt and they had crossed the Red Sea and they were in the wilderness, and Lord, you came over the mountain.
Hallelujah.
Lord, and there was thunders and lightnings. And you gave clear instruction to Moses. And you said, tell the people not to come up until they hear the loud sound of the trumpet. Lord, surely you said in the last days that the trumpet will sound. And all... Lord, we want to respond to the blowing of this clarion call. Father, we say, oh Lord, we hear it. And finally, the desire of the Lord, because we know what happened in the wilderness, Lord, there was too much fear in the hearts of the people and they refused to come to you. And you, by your great mercy, put up Moses as a mediator, and you gave the law as a testimony. But you sent your son to fulfill it and to make a way so that we too could be called to ascend the mountain and receive the heavenly wisdom from you. So Lord, again, we say we hear the call. And we will not refuse you, O God and our Father.
Thank you, Father.
We will lay down the life of the flesh, even to death, at the foot of the mountain. So that we will not circle it anymore. Rather, that we might, with all holiness and purity, ascend the mountain of God. So, Lord, as darkness again covers the face of the earth, and as there are thunderings and lightnings, I pray that we will be full of reverent awe and fear, but not the fear of death. It will no longer enslave your people. Jesus, because you took the keys of Hades and death, and you ascended on high. You sat and are sitting at the right hand of the Father. And you called forth to your people and said, when all things are made to be a footstool for my feet, so let the enemy be subdued. Let our own souls be subdued. For the holy ways and work in these last days of our Father, our God, our King, our Sovereign Lord. Lord, we welcome it. We come together as your troops. Shoulder and shoulder, step and step, heart to heart. And we answer your call. And we say, the Lord God be blessed.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank you for the revelation of your wisdom that is ever flowing. There's no end to it. There's no way to reach the depths of it. But you have drawn us into the depths. And may we saturate all that we can, Lord, for you are even changing who we are to have a greater capacity of receiving who you are. And to pouring out again your life from us.
Thank you, Father. Panagia.
So, Lord, restore.
Yes.
Restore the service in the heavenly temple.
Yes. Help us.
Lord,
help us.
Let us dare to say that it has been initiated. That the sacrifice daily is being made. That the incense on the altar is going up. Lord, even if it is a small thing that nobody sees, we see it. We recognize it, and we will honor it.
Yes, Lord.
We will honor it, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we know that you will bless it. Lord, this is the blessing we ask.
Yes.
That we may abide in your household and with you forever. And that you will abide in the house that we have made of ourselves, in us forever. And so be one with you.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus. Yes.
The one who opened this living way.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Holy Spirit.
We bless you, Lord.
Because it is by your working and by your power.
Alakashanda.
All things are fulfilled.
Panagia.
Hallelujah.
Panagia.
So we say it is in that name and for that purpose and in that promise and by that word that we pray.
Yes, Lord.
No other name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come back to you, Moses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Emmanuel.
Yes, sir.
My brothers and sisters have been recording the teachings.
Oh.
That's why you could not hear a lot of amens.
Okay.
Because they want to use it in their respective churches.
Oh, okay.
They want the message to reach the saints.
Okay.
Yeah. So the records are going on.
Okay.
As we get the full picture of what God is speaking to us live. Let me begin by saying, brother, you have really labored in the revelation of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's our prayer here. That God gives you more so that the world can be enlightened and so that the righteous can enter the kingdom.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because the message of the Lord, this message is not for the people of the world. The world cannot accept because it's a hard thing. It is purely God himself speaking. And he wants to, you know, he wants to make a change.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
No.
Dear Nama. Nala. Pani.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
We are many with few hours, few minutes, sorry, for the brothers who are going away, maybe very far with believing. But before they leave, I have seen Sister Gladys. She wants to share a little bit so that she can move.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My, she thanked the Lord. Brother Emmanuel, you always take me to a different level when it comes to the scriptures you have just labored in the vineyard of the Lord. You have taught me something I've been teaching about the tabernacle, but I didn't understand how the feast and the tabernacle, you know, connected that. You know, you have really connected well until I got a new revelation on that, and I thank God for you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm really, and you have, you know, when I've just been listening totally, I was overtaken by the Spirit of the Lord.
Okay.
I saw the sky open. And I saw the hand of the Lord, Jesus Christ. And when I saw the he raised his hand in the cloud. When he raised the hand on the cloud, I saw two golden rings. And later, I saw a big crowd coming down from heaven. And I saw the glory that have never happened on the humanity on the face of the earth. And I saw on the sky again, they wrote the time of wedding. These are the teachings that are needed because we don't have more days to wait. Jesus is coming. It is time to cross over. To pass over. May God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, sister. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you so
much
for the thing you've been sharing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My brothers, brother, allow me to give like two brothers again.
Yeah.
So that, and then I will invite Brother Joseph and Martin at least to speak shortly as well as they leave, you know.
Please do.
Yes. So we have Pastor Charles. Brother Charles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Brothers, let me begin by saying I give God glory for today. I'm a changed brother and I'm a changed minister of the gospel. Every time I come here, I get a new thing. I receive new revelation. Brother Emmanuel, let me say, when you are speaking, I saw the angel of the Lord coming right where you are.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
And I saw him holding, you know, touching your lips himself. And that was let me say, it was the example or exercise that God is demonstrating to us. It came life. I saw the angel of the Lord life. That is the demonstration of the heavenly nature. The main part that God is playing is it is not to change. Or the ministers who think that are right, it is now time to change into to be ready to be shaped by God Himself and enter in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
What I can add more, or what I can add, I saw the angel of the Lord where you are. Then here, I saw another tent. The tent that was so big. People were fellowshipping. And the glory of the Lord just came down from heaven. It covered the tent that we are in. And the Lord said, build my house. Build my house. He said twice. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you here to build the house of the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, so encouraging. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Go on, bosses. Don't want to hold you back. Yes.
This is Brother Steve.
Hey, brother.
Man.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
My brothers, my heart is, let me say, humbled more. To see Jesus Himself. I saw Jesus Himself, brothers, coming right down to touch every brother. Brothers, right where you are, I saw Him right there. Brother Tim, I saw Christ touching you.
Hallelujah.
And everywhere He was stepping, change just took place. Brother John, I saw Jesus where you are, right there. No one can understand all this, but I pray that we all get this clearly. That it is not man's work. God is said to do mighty things in our lives. The vision for bread is fulfilled. And Jesus told me to tell him that it's fulfilled and it is done. And then he descended. He went. I saw him waving the sky again. Hallelujah. And in his hand, when he was raising, when he was waving, I saw greater blessings and greater things coming down to the saints of the Most High God. Amen. Blessed assured before he comes. The standard of the blessings of God is going to overtake the people of the world. That the people of the Lord will be controlled by God himself.
Father,
bless
you. Thank you, Lord. You see.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Wow. Bless you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we each one bless you. We each one thank you. Hallelujah.
So,
yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We thank you. We ask you continue to guide us, to support us, and to love us, Lord, into all your ways. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Brother Joseph and Brother Frederick, maybe you can just share a little bit shortly. We can go ahead and close up. This is Joseph. Joseph again. Brothers, I'm very, very, very grateful for what God is doing. I see the house of the Lord and the body of Christ is being built and is increasing in this in our place.
Hallelujah.
Let me be specific, brothers. Thank you for your prayers. Right now, our minds are set to build the house of God.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank every minister of the gospel here for sacrificing themselves and to come up with the discipleship center.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless you. Bless you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I want to tell Brother Emmanuel and Brother Moses that we are here to do the work. And we are standing with you all, and we will succeed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I know that together we will succeed. Hallelujah. My main issue or my main word to say right now, I think Brother Moses sent you the agreement contract. Recently, we also gave $200 for registration of Discipleship Center. You know, the contract speaks about 18. I'm being honest right there. On our working here, I think we are still as well sending words and sending people. I'm also appealing to my brothers here who came to be part of this and they have been part of this to go extra mile as well. We need by 17th or by 16th we need to have the money with us so that to come 18 we don't have any problem of rushing hours. That will help us to be good stewards. We are so sorry we would not want to make any burden to anybody, but to do it willingly.
It's okay. Me and John going to...
I also have to say thank you, brothers, for standing in this.
Yeah.
We just want to see what God has called us to do.
Okay. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're glad you mentioned the word success. In Psalms 118, the very words I shared with Moses, and I think Brother Frederick and Chavis last Wednesday, Lord put two verses in my heart. Brother, the one is here in Psalms 118, the particular verse in 22, and this is the fulfillment I believe God is actualizing in our real lives. You know, it's very difficult to explain with details, but I will share with you. The Lord will see to it that this work be fulfilled. You know, so hallelujah. 22. It's hard to explain, so let me just leave that aside. 22. So the stone the builder rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this. It's marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. In the people of God's eyes. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
And in 19 said, open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks for you answered me. You have become my salvation. This is the people. Am I right? Hallelujah. This is marvelous.
Amen.
In our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. And speaking to Moses and others said, this is not merely a day. As normally man will say, this is a day the name of the Lord is applied to every day. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about this is a very particular point of time. Like a ceremonial day, you know, like a day of feast, am I right? Like the day of Passover, a starting of a new thing, am I right? A new day, a
memorial
day. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. So what is this?
Amen.
This is a day of the tabernacles, am I right? Hallelujah. The temple is dedicated, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. And then said, oh Lord, save us. Oh, Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the host of the Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah. The Lord is God and makes his light shine upon us. Anyway, hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, Lord, oh, Lord, save us. Oh, Lord, grant us success. This is my prayer. I think this is Brother Steve's prayer. This is our prayer in this endeavor and with many things to come. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
So thank you, brother, for what you shared. We will see to it on our side what we can contribute. Me and John will make a quick decision even today and see we're going to mail something out on Monday, I think. John, is that possible on Monday we do it that? So, okay, thank you, brother. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the number yet, but we'll quickly give you a number to see what we can contribute. So, yeah. Moses,
oh, yeah.
To you. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brother Frederick?
Oh, why not Stewart?
Okay. Brother Frederick says, thank you, Brother Emmanuel. That picture has helped him in his own heart.
Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. What Tim just said,
yes.
He's going to contribute as well. So, okay. Thank you, guys. Yes. Hallelujah.
Sometimes we don't see the joy, but when the Bible speaks about this is the day the Lord has made so that we can rejoice in it. From that day, my life have not been.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Listen to me. Before anybody go, I want to read you the same psalm in light with the
conversation
today we had with the mighty hand. That's from whom? Sister Gladys, I think. Not
yes.
Sure. The hand. Yes, Lord. From a Brother Chavis with a tent. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, the tent.
Amen.
And from a Brother Steve with the ministry of the Lord in our midst. Hallelujah. Even unto you guys. I'm not sure.
Amen.
I thank you for all you shared, but I want to give you this verse to see the living work of the Lord, so we all bear witness. In the same Psalm 118, hallelujah, 15, hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout for joy, victory. The two things, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
They mingle together. Joy is a response to something, am I right? The expression of something inside. But what causes that? A victory, am I right? Hallelujah, God's victory.
Yes.
For his people. Resound in the tents of the righteous. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And they have testimony. They saw something happened. They said, the Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's mighty hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the tent of the Lord. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Turn with yes, me. Yes.
Eight now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
11. 68, 11. This is not common times. This is high times. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's a special time. This is the day of the Lord time. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So 11 said, the Lord announced the word, and great is the company of who teaches them, who ministers them. Am I right? Hallelujah. Who is the company?
Amen. Hallelujah.
The priest, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Of God, am I right? The kingdom priest.
Amen.
Kings and army fleeing haste in the camps, men divide the plunder. In the tents, hallelujah. What yeah. Camps is the tents, am I right? In those times, hallelujah. The very word is tents, actually. Even while you sleep among the campfires, hallelujah, hallelujah. That means candlesticks, sandalbags, okay? That means this mighty army went out, am I right? And they chased
them.
They bring back what on their sandalbags, the plunder. Am I right? Hallelujah. So that's what's really meant.
Glory.
Hallelujah. But they can't.
Hallelujah.
There's campfires. Am I right? Yeah, among the campfire, there's a sandalbags. Okay? There's a horses rested. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The wings my dove, that's God's glory. Hallelujah. The wings my dove are shelf with sower. That means his angels, am I right? Hallelujah. His holy angels.
Amen.
His feathers were shining gold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anyway, yes.
The Lord. Bless the Lord. I just want to encourage everybody. The Lord is done things beyond our imagination. And thank God for that. And thank you for your share your testimony, share what the Lord gives to you. So,
amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Moses. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Yeah, I was inviting Brother Frederick.
Okay.
Let Frederick tell us a little bit as well, so that we can go ahead
yes.
and close up the meeting. Pastor Islaus will pray for us.
Okay.
That's a brothers, we are on the right track. As I was saying, the scripture really gave me joy, and my life has never remained the same. You know, I've never seen a miracle. Recently, I saw a miracle.
Oh.
Don't be surprised when I tell you that I didn't have sugar in the house, but I saw the saints, two saints brought me sugar that we can take care of the whole of 1 week. And it was, you know, sometimes brothers, you know, when sugar is not in the house, you understand things cannot move well with your kids, even with your wife.
Yes.
When you read that scripture, my brother, I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is
oh, bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless
you. You see what they brought? They brought me some money.
Oh.
That is worth the $50.
Mm. Oh, bless the Lord.
And I thank God I was able to get one sack of maize for my gifts, and I can now say I'm a proud man in the Lord.
God bless you. Pray our best for everybody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless God.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
We have Brother Winslow. Let him pray for us.
Yes, please do.
Amen. Okay, we pray in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this wonderful session.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the great moment you've given us together with the brothers in the States.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for your favor upon our dear brothers, Brother Emmanuel and the team.
Yes, Lord.
We commit them to your hands. Thank you because of the vision you have given, your glory. And thank you that you have given them a hand for the dear ones in Kenya. We here. Thank you, God, that you are connecting us powerfully,
yes,
my Father, to serve together with them,
to
give you glory, to reach many people for your glory.
Yes.
I pray that, King of Glory, you open doors in their lives, you expand the borders of their lives.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, your favor shall be upon them day by night.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for their families, and Lord, to bless them mightily.
In the name
give
of Jesus.
Give them divine help in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We worship you as we lift their church in your hands, Lord. We lift their ministry in your hands, oh my Father. We lift their plans, oh Lord, and the vision you have given to them unto your hands in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory, even Lord, as they pray for us, pray that God you continue empowering us to live together and to connect together and to pray together for your glory, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We praise you as we plan to meet again next time, the same hour, for your glory. Father, we pray that you keep us. Give us life, you give us strength of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be lifted on high, my Father.
Yes, hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amina. Amina.
You got it ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Love you all. Moses, I'm sure you want to wrap up, so I'll just let you guys go. So, and blessings. We'll see you later, brothers. Okay, sisters. I think everybody say hello. So, on off fire today. Anyway, hallelujah. I'll let you guys go. Okay, yeah. Amen.